three?
Speaker four.
This looks great. Oh, LaCroix, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Let's throw this down here.
Sorry, what are your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it? I'm Katya.
Hi, Katya. Katya?
Hi.
Hi, nice
Eric.
to meet you. Eric, yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm Michael.
And I would love to shake you and just like
your woman.
Yes,
Well,
sorry.
And this is the
pretty
cake.
awkward, right? Yeah.
I think there is a milk.
Who's that again?
Someone has lit the
Are you
fire.
gonna give it to me? This looks great,
Great.
huh? Really awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Making too much
what
noise,
I'm
yeah.
wearing. Also what I'm wearing, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Is that mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think so. Ooh, I'm excited.
Yummy. I didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food.
Yeah.
Four of us. So are you planning, oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a game this week.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know, I've been very busy,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
we won by two in overtime,
Oh, really? Who did
That's
you guys
intense.
play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that might have been the one that counted.
No, the other one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome, though.
We were down by three with maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the three-point line and shot three or yeah, three
Yeah.
free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one, chucked the third one, and rebounded at the buzzer. It was amazing. Really
That's
fun,
awesome.
like watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
Talking about basketball.
Yeah. You know where we're at? I'm the same. Yeah, I guess you, is it like, I heard
Yeah,
about
it's like
that. It's
the
like a work league here.
Yeah, at the Moffitt gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. They had like a dodgeball league and stuff too, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one. That gotta
Sounds
be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the face before a meeting.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Enjoy your lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I
much
know.
food. About to go back from whatever. Yeah.
This is my first time I'm trying LaCroix. It's really good.
Really?
It's yummy.
All the new trend now.
It's very basic but very tasty.
So do you think they use like a real, you know, just like flavor
Oh,
or for
absolutely.
that one?
I don't, yeah. I don't think it's real.
It's all like sweet and earthy and stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like there's
Natural
no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there but
And
some,
salmon
yeah.
wrapped it. Yeah.
I don't know. It was tasty, though.
Oh, no, everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah. So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
So
Me too.
Yeah, you too? Nice.
Where in San Francisco?
You know where Alamani is? You know, just like close to Mission District but actual Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Nice. Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose. And you're San Samuel.
Ooh, that's
Yeah.
my favorite area too. Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness, what are the chances?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so many city kids. That's awesome.
Well, had to get away cuz I was born and raised around here.
Oh,
So
cool.
I need to get away from home for
Yeah.
a little bit. Yeah.
Nice. You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I end up hanging out with my Cuz we're still here. It's like 2 hours each
Yeah,
way.
yeah.
Yeah, it does take a while.
But the
Especially
two well
Russian
you can
Hill.
do.
That's tough
Mhm.
up there.
Yeah.
Parking and everything.
But the same with the Miller Valley, probably.
It's not as bad, at least on probably 30 minutes west, further south.
Do
Yeah.
any of you take the
Helps.
shuttle?
Mhm.
Yeah?
I do.
Oh,
I don't
that's
know that
good.
I've seen you
No,
go
I'm
much
rarely,
though.
I take the west one all the way, so
Yeah, yeah, so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
Or
Yeah.
just hang
Yeah,
out.
I take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
But for you it's always raining and just like
Yeah.
it's not a lot and you it's
You
awesome.
think so.
Unless there is traffic.
Traffic's
Traffic.
too bad.
Yeah.
How is that over like holiday season? Cuz
Oh,
every
it's
time
so nice.
I go by I'm just like, well
Oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic
holiday.
around?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction right
it's gonna
now.
be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, I bet it must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
In Palo Alto.
Oh, yeah.
Nice area.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Parks as well.
I'm a little jaded and spoiled.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah, for sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in Bay Area?
I'm from Southern California. Yeah. Orange County.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. So a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. Hey, what about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew up in
Nice.
Siberia.
Wow.
Cool.
So but yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You worry for the farthest distance
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, relocation.
If to travel back it will be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around and you
Yeah,
know,
true.
it will be faster.
One day.
One day, yeah.
Do you ever get to go back often or?
Yeah, not often, but indeed in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to
Oh,
visit my
nice.
little nephew.
Oh,
Oh,
nice.
nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
Yeah, almost.
That's right. Hi.
One week prior
Oh,
should be done.
okay. That'll be fun then. You get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
one
that's
too.
awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If it's
guess.
on.
Yeah. It's really
Yeah.
For the World Cup I do. It's a
It's
yeah,
a big event.
that's yeah. Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
That's a good question. So the US obviously
Didn't
is not
qualify.
playing, so can't root for them.
Yeah.
And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for I think the first time in
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, been a million years.
In history or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kinda rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're rooting for
Entertainment.
good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not
Yeah.
like
It's been
good.
a lot of interesting upsets and stuff
Yeah,
happening.
it's been fun.
Yeah. Be cool to see. It's a lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding that you watch soccer because it's a big, you know, just like kind of event, right? So but what's your favorite, you know, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah. What you
Mine
do,
is
Gail?
figure skating. I love figure skating, watching
Oh.
figure skating.
You also do it as well?
When I go everyone thinks that it's a show. I fell down all the time
Yeah,
and
it's
then I realize
hard.
she's good and you know, just like you know, in that character, like she's falling down. I'm not into character, I just fell down
Oh,
on ice. How about you guys?
Kinda like the basic ones, you know, like going to like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, do a little bit of that and just some like contact sports on the side for myself.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. until my body just
Yeah.
stopped
Good
there
workout
just
though.
yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like getting my butt kicked, I don't
Yeah.
know, but
And how about you, Daniella?
I love basketball. I wish I was more well-rounded in my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh,
Yeah.
no.
lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I guess the two
Yeah, me
are.
too. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play
Wow.
I guess once a week. I have
On
not been making
Wednesdays.
the games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
They're really fun.
It's just at the gym, right?
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. We grew
You
up
guys wearing
with
a
that.
basketball polo.
Oh, is that
Really?
true?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You and your Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah, I mean born and raised here too,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Went through the whole lull of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember going
You're
out
given
sees
permission.
fair weather
Yeah,
fans
exactly.
and wearing it. I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those
And
were
like
the days.
and they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz it was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier, just like the more they win started to win,
Oh yeah.
the more expensive the tickets
They're
got.
now very good.
They're, yeah, too good. I'm like, I can't afford to go to
Yeah,
games.
it's crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting at first, that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah.
instead of keeping it, in Oakland, because
Oh
Oakland
yeah.
also needs developments like that.
It's
And
gonna
San
be
Francisco's already
packed.
Royal,
Yeah.
crowded. Just Giants, stadium with its,
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse and it's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, just like I'm just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there, and only probably
Yeah.
by helicopter.
Yeah. To within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
It's like next
Next
year.
year.
Already?
Yeah, 2019. Is it 2018
Wow.
now already? Yeah. No. I think it's 2019.
That's crazy.
2020, yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets and just like resold it. I don't know, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those. Yeah. So I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
It was actually a gift, which is really the only reason that I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
That's
would
crazy.
you gonna spend on this?
Yeah.
Who did they play?
They played the Pelicans. So it was pretty good,
Oh,
but
the Brow.
it was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, I
And
know.
the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Worth it.
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Yeah. So I would like to grab another plate. We have
Yeah, I will probably
Our
get
cook
some
made
more.
a lot of food today.
I'll probably get
So
more soon.
yeah. And it's delicious. I like it in this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have
Is it
you
also
seen it?
good? No.
No,
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
that
what all my friends were telling me, that it's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families growing up.
Really?
Asian
Yeah.
Americans, yeah.
I don't know what it's about, but it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's about
Oh.
dumplings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the first short film to be produced by a Asian female.
Oh, wow. I
Very
didn't know
cool.
that. It's It's impressive how they take those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco came in coming
Yeah.
out like just
Yeah.
recently, which I loved. But
I did
with
too.
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the process.
Yeah.
But even Latino community, they said like it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions
Oh,
we
wow.
have.
Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch, you know, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
That
saw that
took
in
me a
theaters
while,
as well.
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also
It was
about
pretty
3 years
good.
ago.
Yeah. I was a fan.
Yeah.
You like it?
That was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
Imagine how
pretty
much they
crazy.
paid the actors, you know, because to
So
bring all
many.
those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said like for me it's a little bit too much of a salad mixed together, all those things
Oh,
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and
Yeah.
just like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters enough screen time?
You
There's
don't.
40 different people.
You
Can't,
can't, right?
yeah, it's like
And such big name people
Actors,
too.
yeah.
And then you give like a prologue to like read up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For yeah, for what it is, and then like I set the bar really low. Or
Okay.
expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind
That's
of
good. For me it was vice versa. I was like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. I'm just like, let's go for it. And then I was
But
just like,
everybody.
really?
Felt the same way. But I still liked it. I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and, you know, probably like never go back again. I would, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Airplane movie.
That's a
Definitely.
good category to have movies in.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. You gotta have those. The ones you're like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch because you can. You have nothing else
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those that
do.
don't
I do.
have the screens.
Yes. Cathay Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
And I'm actually, I'm going business on this one. I used
Oh.
miles for the upgrade, so I
Nice.
finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
The upgrade is gonna double
Yeah.
the points you're gonna get, right?
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, starting with champagne.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right. So it'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to land, and once we landed, I was like, I don't remember what movies I watched, but it was
Yeah, right?
fun.
The only the problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You don't. You break the glass and
It's just like,
yeah.
oh no.
That's true.
That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that
First
15
time?
hours. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in the cattle class
Yeah.
and back. Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
Yeah. I think so too, but it is what it
Yeah,
is.
you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacations? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year's packed with weddings for me.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. People are all like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I know. I was just trying to book one and it's at like Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah,
And I'm
well.
like looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know. I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing and
parties
the
and
bachelor.
yeah, and the clothes.
Oh,
So
sure.
With all those parties coming along, like bachelorette to bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. We're just like, what's that? You know, just like, where did that come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after that is all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end, does it?
Yeah.
I guess this is now our social
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties?
Mhm.
Is that what happens? What
Mhm.
do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah, just attend them anyway.
Well,
See,
yeah.
business idea here. Rent
Some
some
of my friends
children.
decided not to have kids and
Yeah.
I'm just like, why would I spend all this time, you know, just like on kids and, you know, like it's personal like choice and
Mhm.
but yes, definitely there is a bunch of them, there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Mhm.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids, kinda.
Yeah, you get roped
Yeah.
into all the
Mhm.
invites and everything.
Yeah.
You're kind
Yeah.
of dragged by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer in hand.
Yeah.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't. And I'm like taking this baby from our friends and, you know, just like and she's like, I was like, hey, Hannah, take this baby, look how cute he is. I was like, no thanks. I love you baby guys, but no thanks.
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't want to touch this baby.
Good. That's
Oh,
funny.
man. Yeah, well, hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Mhm. Well, you're going to Russia and
Yeah,
you're
and
and you're going to China, right? Is that for your vacation?
It's not for fun,
Oh.
unfortunately.
Can you
Yeah.
turn it into fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
That's what I did last time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I swung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
Yeah,
cool.
pretty cool. Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for Fourth of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. He just said yes,
Okay.
yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in
Mhm.
Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston, which is
Mhm.
really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that.
But the good part that they have almost every place has swimming pools. You know, you're gonna really enjoy it.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool. I'll be good.
Perfect.
That's next week already.
That's a good way to do
I
it.
know, templates, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to fly.
Last time I went to Texas, I did like barbecue. After day one, I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats
Yeah.
your salt level just goes through the
Yeah,
roof.
Yeah.
salt sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And you're like, I wanna wash this down and then you're like, here's a slab of butter on bread. Like, have at it. Cornbread.
And lemonade with like just sugar.
Yeah, and
Sugar
cornbread,
water.
sweet tea, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yeah.
It's so good, though.
Do you like barbecue in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But try not to go too crazy.
Mhm.
I've noticed that I don't really like it. So I
Really?
decided this year to celebrate my birthday doing a barbecue party, you know, in the park. But you know San Francisco, how we did get? And it so happens it was the windiest day ever. So even to start the, you know, just like fire took us a while.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't keep going out. Was this next to the water?
In
Like
the
Chrissy
park?
Field or something?
McLaurin Park?
Okay.
Where is that?
It's Alemany, you know, just and there is Silver Avenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after
Oh.
Golden Gate.
Oh, wow.
It's a little
I don't
wilder.
know
It has a beautiful lake, you know, just a couple of nice lakes nearby. But
Wow.
to make story short, it's all of the food was covered with ashes or
Oh,
something.
yeah.
God, it's
Oh,
like
man.
ash
Well, that kind
building.
of barbecuing is very different than
Yeah. Texas barbecue.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that stuff is
Yeah.
or Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So good. I was in Austin, Texas, couple months ago for a bachelor party. And we got to barbecue down there, but I felt terrible after eating it. Like, it actually wasn't even that good. The one that was really good was they like ran out of food.
Oh.
So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people, you know, and that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, "Oh, let's just go to like this one next door." And it was not very good. And I felt horrible after eating it.
No.
But at least I had Texas
Yeah,
barbecue.
you crossed it off and
Yeah. Check marks.
Yeah, you just gotta do all the other stuff instead.
Yeah, I'll have to do that again. Eat better barbecue.
Yeah. I just did my first crawfish broil down in Mona. That was awesome too.
Wow.
It's like it was for a wedding and
Cool.
they had a broil at this house right on the bayou. So we're just like
Awesome.
buckets
How did it come to you, in like a big bucket or bag?
They had a trailer with like where they broiled it, where they boiled it at the house, and it was just probably like the size of this table just full of crawfish. And they just started like scooping up like shoveling out crawfish on their plate. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then when you're done there's like just throw it in the bayou, just recycle.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
That's funny. Wait, what? Is it just like build up at the bottom of the
It probably does.
Yeah.
So I think the gators get into it or something. I'm sure. Something like that.
Gators.
But yeah, it was a great
Noses maybe?
Yeah.
Gators.
Well, that's where they come from, from the bayou, so I guess even worse. Yeah, you would think all the spices that are just trying to
Yeah.
mix in. But yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Interesting. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've never had it either.
Yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food?
This is a hard one.
Hard.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites. What's that?
Microbes, I love steaks.
Yeah.
So, you know, just like the way too much. Probably except for, you know, Palestinian food. For me it's a little bit too spicy.
Which?
Palestinian. You know, Palestinian, it might be a little spicy for me.
Okay.
But Italian, French and Japanese cuisines, always. How about you guys?
I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I think I categorize it by I will eat any type of that food.
Yes,
Anything.
same.
Yeah.
And then the Asian category. Yeah, Japanese, Chinese, Taiwanese food.
What
That's just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
Awesome.
They're all fairly different though. Like
Oh yeah.
what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food and
Okay.
Taiwanese food. So those two would be my like last meal on earth kind of thing.
What about you, Michael?
I would say Italian food is and that's what I that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
So it's so unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food? Not
Really?
In like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean some of it can be like very fresh and like
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
maybe I eat all the like junk
Yeah.
right off the streets.
The street food versus
I'm not sure if it's gonna be the truth, but are we talking about wontons? It's my favorite.
Wasn't really what I was thinking
Yeah.
Obviously.
just like the way that fish is prepared. Yeah. Like that. So
It's like steamed and
Yeah,
like
like very freshly. Ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
That was more what I was first shown when I was there and was not a big fan. And then had more of the cleaner stuff was like this is
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite part in Cantonese, you know, dish maybe in Cantonese
I
cuisine?
don't really know enough to say, but I guess is roast goose Cantonese?
Oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would count, right?
That's
Good.
what I was thinking about when you said.
Yeah.
I was like, that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
And a lot of pig,
Sure
you know,
thing to
Canadian
have.
duck. Oh.
Yeah, these roasted like suckling pigs and stuff you can get.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's not six-week-old baby pig.
If you love soccer and you know, just like I think you might be interested, like there is in Napa Valley, there is a place, you know, just like called Castillo de Hermosa Winery.
Oh yeah, I've been there, yeah.
You've been there, right? So and you know the little tournaments? And the way they say like there are knights that, you know, just like, you know, just kind of portray that they are fighting with each other. And after, you know, after that, after turnier, you know, tournament, they sit down and they have the pigs, you know, like roast pigs, you know, so.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if you, anyone of you know, just like vegetarian or vegan?
Not
Yeah.
I was just like, I didn't know the oven. I just was like, some people might find it.
Chicken. Yeah. No, that's a very Filipino thing actually, to have like a huge piece, a huge pig on the table
Oh
with
wow.
an apple in its mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. That sounds
It's
delicious.
pretty good.
A lot of cultures do that. I know, like in the Greek, they would do a roast pig for their family reunion or something. I've heard like they do like lamb or goat or something also.
Oh yeah.
For my birthday, can pick.
Whatever meat.
Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so the pasta, yeah. And obviously you know, pasta with meat. Like the ones have this wild boar ragu. And there's like, you know, there's like this like medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. Still remember that as one of my favorite meals.
That's awesome.
Yeah. With the local lounges. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I still need to like get out to Europe more
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here though on the West Coast.
It is, yeah, it's not fair.
It takes a while. So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. We went to different restaurants, like, you know, where locals went, you know, from anywhere from cheap to expensive ones. But I really enjoyed the French cuisine, California French cuisine, because I think it's kind of the best, you know, the way how they cook. Maybe we're just spoiled here because we have really good restaurants for all of us.
We do, yeah, the diversity of food.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And for the Italian, my favorite is like pasta dish, carbonara, you know, just so, you know, and for the meat dish, you know, probably carpaccio. So anything with raw meat. My favorite thing. So and then Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh, that's hard.
I don't even know where to start.
Just one dish to try, you know, just like which one
Yeah,
would
one
you guys
last
go for?
meal.
Oh, last
One
meal.
last meal.
Oh. It'd be sushi for me.
Really
Something like that
fatty
for
tuna.
like
You love tuna. I'm a salmon
The fatty tuna.
Like a nice bowl
Okay.
of like del torre or something.
Oh man.
Tandoori.
Yeah. With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel something before I die. Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
My
So
spice tolerance isn't great, but
it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible.
How can you taste it if you're not
Well,
tasting?
it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I did
It's big in China and
hot
Thailand.
pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
you and like nobody warned me yet that
Oh,
this was gonna happen.
I think that's pretty cool,
That's really the way you should
yeah.
cook it.
Yeah.
It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
Cuz they and they
Yeah.
and I was just like, what is going on? I was like
Yeah.
I'm like
You went to
And they're
the
like, "Oh yeah, Sichuan pepper." I was like, "This is it." It was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. Actually,
You recommend that.
there's one here in Cooper.
There's a handful of those, yeah. Are you thinking
Pino?
about Haidilao?
Haidilao, yeah. If you ever just wanna mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth.
Yeah.
I'm not really
Definitely
sold right now
recommend
for some
It's
reason.
kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
Feels like
Do you
you're
like
going to the
spicy food?
dentist.
You do
It's
like
great
spicy?
I'm
when you
okay with spicy.
Yeah.
full confident, like, "Oh yeah, I can take them deep."
Yeah.
"Let me take you somewhere real quick."
Yeah. Well, I mean, this isn't, it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like,
Okay,
"Whoa,
right.
this is hot, but it's bearable."
Yeah.
Just can't feel it anymore.
Yeah.
Juicy. It also tastes good. Like, there's a good taste to
There's a tang.
Yeah.
It's like a tanginess.
So then why do you eat it? Do you like mix with it? Like, do you like feel it less?
I don't know. My mom can just hammer it away like nothing.
Yeah.
So maybe like
Yeah, maybe.
I don't feel it less. Yeah.
It's also interesting how each culture have their own spice. Where I'm originally from in Russia, it's so, you know, just like mustard. And we have different varieties of mustard in the way how it's made. Also in the horseradish. So it's those two kind of like the types. But from the previous republics of the Soviet Union, we have this you know, spices called adjika with different peppers with, you know, just like I mixed. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of peppers, and but they're always mixed somehow with tomatoes and tomatillos, you know. So in Asian culture, I believe it's the wasabi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horseradish usually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or the ones you get here, that's it's similar. It's horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like Japan and north a little more. And down south.
Wasabi type.
Yeah.
Is that what you
Wasabi
said?
goes
Yeah.
with peppers and
Yeah.
hot peppers. Yeah.
Hunan potist.
Oh my gosh.
That's some
That's
real
just fire. Yeah.
I've heard that in Petaluma they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices. Everyone, of course, works in goggles and masks. So, but they, you know, just like have smallest amount of, you know, like they say saffron in big amounts can make your like blood, you know, become a jelly because you cannot really eat a lot of saffron spice. That's why it's all in small, you know, just
Really?
like
Yeah.
So be careful on saffron, guys.
Yeah, that's
So, but
putting your life on
yeah,
edge.
the spices, you know, just there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
Wow. This
That's
is in
amazing.
Petaluma, you said?
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed.
So for me, the spices thing was, you know, just like probably kimchi that I've ever tried. And when
Kimchi.
people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was like, it's not true. Have you ever felt like your hairs setting on
No.
No.
fire? No, try kimchi.
I have. Wow. That's
That's what, well, so when I went to South Korea, every restaurant gave me a bunch of, they're all so different. Like some places are just like shitload of garlic
Yeah.
in this, and
It's
then others
like
were like really spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was happy. But the whole time we're just walking around like, nauseous. Like, you can taste the garlic for months.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's proven now to be spicy too, which is
Kimchi tasting like we have,
ridiculous.
you know, a wine tasting around in
Yeah.
California, so they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's funny. I could do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. It's so good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here that you guys do that?
I will be obvious. Tamal Pais.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay, yeah. Have you been there?
I have.
They changed it up
Is that just,
a little
is
bit.
that Mount Tam? Is that the same thing?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, it's
But
there, it's where
did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Tamal
Tamales,
Pais?
Tamales Bay.
Tamales Bay, Tamal Pais, you know, just like
You know where all the oyster farms and all that are, you know?
I thought it's they closed it, no?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic tables anymore.
Oh,
So
that's
it's
a pity.
just, yeah. I think it was something about the license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue, so they just give it to you and you're on your picnic benches
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah.
They
That's another
still,
one.
yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
Down the bay. That
Yeah,
was
they're
cool.
super nice. Yeah. I used to do that all the time. Just go up and shuck some oysters. Have a day out.
So do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something
they just
or
sell
like
you like a bag of oysters. They're like, "Here you go. Get a oyster shucker." And
Right.
all we would do like we would typically go for like birthday parties, so sometimes we'd rent like a bus or something and go up
Yeah.
and then just yeah, bring other barbecue picnic snacks and stuff like that and
Yeah.
then just oysters out there.
Cool. That sounds awesome. Where is this in?
it's
North of Bethlehem?
north, yeah, just just keep going past, just drive north. It's about like an hour or so. Yeah, just like there's Hog Island, Taos area still out
Yeah.
there. It's especially when it's like a really nice day. Super
Yeah.
chill.
Yeah.
Bring some wine, wine
Yeah.
tasters,
Awesome.
go from there on.
Did you guys like oysters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't love them, but I'll eat it if I'm like know it's fresh and then I can see it
Yeah.
being fresh and delivered, yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. You learn how to shuck it. You can bring like a little glove so you don't
Yeah,
cut
it's a whole
yourself like
thing.
I do.
You cut yourself?
All the time. Yeah. Well, there's like a graph of like how much wine you consume and how many anguishes you
I'm sure there's a lot
get.
of that graph of many
Yeah.
things.
And then but after a while, you know, just like if the graph goes up on the consumption
Yeah.
you can already switch to like instead of breaking and opening, you will be talking out, you know, just like that thing out of a shelf.
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking. Has it ever gotten to that point?
I don't, not that I know of.
What do you like your anchoring then? In the south though, maybe.
I don't know. If you're active, I recommend like Ocean Peak if you haven't done that before. It's pretty intense. I
Yeah.
didn't realize that
I
when
didn't
I
either when
didn't bring
I did it.
water, I didn't bring
Me
enough water.
neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense. There's
I
no
thought,
shade.
yeah. I
Yeah.
thought it'd be a quick little hike. I remember
Yeah, it's not.
it turned out to be a lot tougher than I thought.
Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath and then keep going, but the view of the top is really worth it. So
How long was the hike?
Like 3 miles?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh, so not that long, but it
No.
Yeah,
was still intense.
You're just still climbing up
The
to one
elevation
of the top
is
peaks though.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So like every foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says like, "Hey, this is a pretty strenuous hike."
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution.
Right.
And I was like, "Okay, that's not bad." And then I actually do it and like, this is pretty tough. And I don't know,
Wow.
I consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so it's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go when there's blazing hot sun like this weekend. Cuz this weekend was really hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you
You
didn't
went
really
this
go.
weekend?
No, I just this weekend was really
Yeah.
hot and my apartment doesn't have AC, so it was like
Ooh.
miserable.
Yeah, I
Down
bet.
here in like San Francisco, I don't think San Francisco, except for the probably newer communities, they have ACs, you know, other
Yeah,
than
but it's
indoors.
totally different up there. I mean, it's
Oh yeah, I
you have
bet.
like natural AC.
Yeah,
That's
It's
true.
hot.
It's
Never.
bespoke.
There was
Yeah.
a heat wave last year though. I don't have
Yeah.
I didn't have air conditioning either, but I never need it.
Yeah, I never
So
do.
my it's usually like 50 degrees in my house.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat sometimes.
Me neither.
Yeah. So it's always
Turn on all
gonna
the stoves
be
and just hover
It's
around
cold,
that.
yeah.
Yep.
Although I don't really mind it. I'd rather that than being hot.
Yeah.
Also, you're from the East Coast and you're from Russia, so
Yeah.
our cold and our hot are like,
Yeah.
you know,
It's very true.
still moderately
And you guys
comfortable.
local there in
Yeah,
California, Los Angeles,
it's kinda
OC's
confusing.
pretty local, no? I didn't
Yeah.
know.
It's interesting that like I lived here for about 10 years and I still, you know, find some places that I haven't heard about. Like recently I discovered the place Filoli Gardens. Have you heard of it?
Oh, I have heard of some of that,
You've
yeah.
heard?
What's
It's
it
beautiful.
about?
Like Hearst's Gospel, right?
Yeah.
You know,
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Filoli is located actually from 280. It's from San Francisco 20-30 minutes away, you know, just a beautiful, you know, part of the world. Flowers and this and that. Have you ever been to Hearst's Castle?
No.
No?
No.
I haven't either.
But
Oh,
California,
there's
I always
I've been
want to,
here
yeah.
my whole life and there's so much I haven't
Well,
seen
that's one
still.
of those places, cuz all it's passive driving to LA or back, and you're like, I just wanna get there. It's
Yeah.
nonstop, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? I have some European friends who've never been to like London or Paris because they can't at any time.
I've never been to
No.
St. Petersburg. To Moscow,
Wow.
yes, but not St. Petersburg. I've always wanted to.
Okay.
I haven't even done Alcatraz. I see
Yeah,
it outside
see, there
the
we
window.
go.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh my god, you grew up here too.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. So
So
yeah,
it's
I've
in
been there.
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
So that's when we would do like museums or monuments, those would go up. Otherwise,
Yeah.
we just never would do it.
Have you been to the lighthouse?
I have.
Before they
Yeah.
after?
They're still, I think they still allow you now. They'll
Mm.
always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of tours and things of that nature. I worked on Capitol Hill for one
Cool.
summer, so I